are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I guess there's cholesterol medication that we could put in drops to actually prevent the number one cause of blindness in the United States. That cholesterol medicine, I told you it's my favorite. Yes, a cholesterol medication can be used to cure blindness if we put it in drop form. I gotta tell you, it's a super drug. Super drug! I love super drugs. We need to talk about that today. We're also gonna talk about how if you eat more fish, okay, seniors who eat more fish may live longer. Now, I know some of you are like, well, wait a second. So I either get to live longer or not eat fish, or if I eat fish, you know, the trade is I live longer. I know. We got to figure out how to get through eating the fish. Who knows? Maybe we could chocolate cover it or something. But we need to talk about how we got to get more fish. Now, if that's nauseating you, here's another study that will nauseate you. Michelle Obama has given us the secret on how President Barack Obama is found to be so sexy. Okay? So there is something to him that has created his sex symbol that we are all, exalted by. Did you think Barack Obama was sexy? I didn't. But apparently Michelle Obama has given us the key, the clue as to why people find Barack Obama so sexy. Now, for those of you going, no worry. All right. I got some tips on how you all can be more sexy. I mean, if somebody could find the author of Obamacare and the king of the tax to be sexy, I'm sure we all could be found to be sexy. So as you can see, we got an extremely busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Let's get right to it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, before we jump into how sexy Barack Obama is, I don't see it. I mean, I'll get my eyes checked if I have to. Okay, who was the sexy president? John F. Kennedy, I think, was kind of sexy. You know why? John F. Kennedy had Addison's disease, right? With his adrenals being under with Addison's disease. We should probably talk about medical illnesses of presidents. But Addison's disease, you end up having steroid deficiencies, which is why he needed to get steroid shots many times. He had this little medical kit whenever he was on tour and on tour. Presidents go on tour, you know, on the campaign trail, etc. But he was very tan. Your Addison patients are some of the sexiest. Because I know he's a Democrat. Viggo Mortensen's Democrat. Viggo Mortensen's Democrat. Still sexy. I mean, I could find somebody sexy even if they're a liberal. I know it's hard, but you can. I mean, I'm sure most of the stars you guys are in love with, when you read up about it, they're now Adam Sandler's Republican, but he's not very sexy. Honestly, we got to actually stop for a second here. I mean, you got to think about it. Usually, your Republicans are not going to be as sexy. They aren't, okay? You're a Republican. I mean, look at Nixon. Now, Ford was a football player, kind of had that football player build, kind of sexy. Jimmy Carter, okay, being Democrat, no, he wasn't sexy. But, you know, some people really dug his old smile thing, you know, and the whole Georgian thing. Georgia, you know, a guy from Georgia, again, sexy. Right? Because we think he could sing. So, Coolidge, no, not too sexy. I don't know who else would be, because Roosevelt, no. There was one president, though, in the olden days that was sexy. I just got to figure out who it is. All right, but I would probably say right now JFK, sexiest president, probably because of the tan he had with the Addison's disease. No, I don't want you coming down with Addison's disease by any means. Oh, Reagan. Yeah, see? Okay, Ronald Reagan, an exception to the rule of Republicans being sexy. I think that Californian cowboy was probably the sexiest president, and not because of so much his politics, but he was just a bad bad butt, right? You know, 100% bad butt. And that was just, because I can't say the other word. Or maybe I can. That's why I think he was sexy, because he's a cowboy. Cowboys, I dig. Honestly, if you're a cowboy, if you're an EMT, paramedic, a cop, a firefighter, you got sex appeal. Obama was a community leader. Now, if Democrats find that sexy, all the power to them. Okay, well, let's just go right into the story. 1-877 Doc Dolly. Yeah, who was the sexiest president? Anyway, First Lady Michelle Obama says she is proud of her famous husband's sex appeal. I still don't know to whom he's sexy. She says he's got swag. The question came up. I guess you all need swag. Do you guys have swag? All right, I'll teach you how to have some swag. Though it's probably given entitlements. I mean, you hand out Obama phones to thousands of people, someone's going to find you sexy. So then do that. Get a whole bunch of Obama phones and pass them out. The question came up with an interviewer asked how it felt to have a husband who is considered a sex symbol, similar to John F. Kennedy and Bill Clinton. Okay, so why didn't they bring up Reagan? I think Reagan was way sexier than Bill Clinton. But you see, Bill Clinton was sexy. Why? Southern accent. A man with a southern accent or a cowboy accent, sexy. She says, I'm proud of him. He is stylish. I think a man who is healthy and smart and passionate and inspiring, who wouldn't fall in love with that? Blech! This is not the first time Mrs. Obama has talked about how she finds her husband 20 years attractive. Listen, she has to. She's in the White House. If she wants to stay in the White House, she's got to say he's sexy. All right. In 2009, President Obama earned an honorable mention in the sexy shirtless category of People's Magazine's list of the sexiest men alive. Do you notice I haven't really been reading People Magazine lately? It's not on the back of my toilet seat because I really couldn't put I really can't deal with another shirtless Obama. All right. So it's the swag. Okay. So how do you get the swag and how do you become as sexy as President Obama? Okay, we're going to talk about this, but also taking your calls, comments, questions, 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Hey, everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Virginia. Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom design cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Let's go to the phone lines. We got Steve on the line from Mississippi. Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Hey, Dr. Dahlia, another one of your truck driver fans.
Amen, brother. And you got a southern accent, so my guess is pretty sexy. You could run for president.
That's right. Hey, my wife just had a hysterectomy, the laparoscopic type procedure, you know, the three little incisions in her abdomen.
Mm-hmm.
And they cut it all loose and take it out
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious, how do they stop the bleeding when they do that?
Oh, that's a good question. All right, so when you have the laparoscopic hysterectomy and they go in with the little cameras, what they do is they tie off the blood vessels. You got ovarian arteries and uterine arteries. So what they do is they tie off the blood vessels or cauterize them. And, when they're in there, and then when they remove everything, they're supposed to make sure there's no bleeding afterwards. They watch you for a little bit before they close you up. Why? Do you think she's bleeding?
No, I'm just saying she had absolutely no problems at all. As a matter of fact, they finished at noon with the procedure, and by 5 o'clock in the afternoon, she was up walking around.
Yeah. Well, because what a lot of people don't realize is we women really don't like our ovaries and our uterus, and the sooner we could throw those suckers over our shoulder and walk out of the hospital room, the better. So, honestly, they've been doing laparoscopic surgery now for years, and they've gotten it down to a T. And the fact that they don't have to cut you wide open, or they could go up through the vagina, I mean, they could do a lot of things. They could take a gallbladder out through a vagina. The next thing they're going to try is wisdom teeth surgery through the vagina. But they're able to do so much now without needing a big, huge incision. So, therefore, less complications, less bleeding, less chance of infection, less pain. And it's phenomenal. Tell your wife congratulations.
Well, I'm telling you, it worked good. The doctor prescribed her 30 days of Percocet for the pain. She only took one pill.
Wow.
That's all she needed.
Yeah. Yeah, because again, you know, having a surgery like that, and thank you for calling, God bless, having a surgery like that is something we women pray for ever since we're the age of 12, 13. So I think there's a mind over matter. Now, let's say, God forbid, you have to lose a breast for breast cancer. That's a very horrible surgery. It's a very depressing surgery. But for those of us that are thinking we're going to benefit from, you know, I mean, we've been praying for decades to get our gynecological organs out. I think that mind over matter, it makes us happy. I've seen people cartwheel out of the hospital. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we were talking about sex appeal and how Michelle Obama has given all you men out there the secret to Barack Obama being as sexy as people think he is. I don't see it, but apparently, half the world does, or whoever voted him in. And I guess some of you are weighing in on that. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got James on the line. Hey, James, buddy, what's up?
Hey, I just wanted to weigh in on this Obama thing, but I'd like to kind of make a slight comment on the previous caller.
Mm-hmm.
This laparoscopic surgery, I'm hoping that the doctors are considerate on the man's perspective. I don't want them moving anything down the road. There's a lot of...
Oh, darn, James, we're losing you. Yeah, we're losing you. Call back. I think it's your cell phone. I know a lot of you men will ask me, what is your wife's vagina going to look like after the hysterectomy? There have been some very rare cases of the vaginal canal being shortened with some, but those are vaginal hysterectomies. They are, you know, the vaginal hysterectomies, even though they could do it laparoscopically, depending on whether there's complications or you need to remove cancer, etc., sometimes when you close the pouch, we call it, there could be a little less room. Now, for those of you who feel you're 8 to 10 inches long, which I can't see, I've never seen, yeah, that could be a problem. But for the majority of you, you Cinderella-ly fit. Okay, so I think for most of you, you'll all be fine. Just can you wait till she gets out of recovery before you try to have sex with her? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. They could remove almost anything laparoscopically. I mean, they've removed kidneys out of vaginas. I mean, they go up through the vagina because of less scarring. They're assuming many women don't care if there's a scar in their vagina. Obviously, they aren't taking into account people like me who photograph a lot. Okay, I don't. I'm a good girl. Anyway, but yeah, I think the next thing they're going to try to do is remove a tooth, wisdom teeth, vaginally. I don't understand why they just don't go through the mouth. I mean, honestly, it's, but you know, they want to prove that they could take anything out of a vagina, a kidney, a gallbladder, your tonsillectomy. My guess is the next big thing is going to be removing your tonsils vaginally. Now, some of you men are like, wait a second. If they're that close, okay, to a medical breakthrough, being able to remove tonsils vaginally, they aren't going to move in on the male urethra. Why not? Okay, remember, Obamacare is coming into play, and Obamacare is all about making things cheap. If it's cheaper to remove your tonsils transurethrally through your penis, you bet your cojones they're going to probably try it, as opposed to taking tonsils out orally. That's just my prediction. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Okay, so how to increase your sex appeal? All right, what could you do to increase your sex appeal? Now, according to some sites, they get really technical, like Men's Health. Okay, taste. Make sure your kisses are soft, not too wet. Oh, we need to talk about kissing. Ah, I haven't done that on the show yet. A couple years ago, we talked about foreplay and what men are doing wrong when it comes to women's breasts. And I taught you guys what to do. We actually had a breast specialist. I mean, his forte is breast cancer. But, you know, he actually weighed in and he agreed the honking thing and the blue, that type of thing. No, not appropriate. But I guess there's a way to kiss. That could increase your sex appeal. They talk about, you know, saliva stuff. I don't like that. I like the idea of looking at the confidence. To increase your sex appeal, all right, I think one of the biggest things is confidence. And I know many of you are on the line, so what we'll do is we'll go back to the phone lines, but I think we need to talk about how to increase your sex appeal without having to change your, you know, saliva taste. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. We got Scott calling from Indiana. Hey, Scott, how you doing?
Hey, not too bad, Doc Dolly. How's everything going?
Yeah, not too shabby. What do you do to increase your sex appeal? Is it your accent?
I break open my billfold to my wife.
That's right. Very sexy. Opening up the billfold. Nice. All right.
Yeah.
What's your question?
I want to know. I heard recently that when you use the bathroom, if your excrement floats, then you're eating too much fat. If it sinks to the bottom, then you're doing good. You're eating good and solid. Is there any truth to that?
Yeah, no, that's good. Now, can I just, as an aside, not very sexy when you talk about excrement. So just don't use that on the ladies. But Dr. Oz had done a whole, this actually made him pretty famous, a whole dissertation on stool. He said it's better if the stool floats. This is how, because, you know, so sinking to the bottom, to him, didn't necessarily mean the best poop. This is how I look at it. If your poop is the same and it hasn't changed in years and you're going regularly, but your type of poop has the characteristic of being a floater versus a sinker, I'm okay with it. Where I get nervous is when the stool changes color, changes sizes, or if you start getting more constipated or start getting more loose. So if your stool has always been a floating type of stool, whether there's air in it, whether there's too much fluid in it, whether there's fat, I don't care too much. Where I get nervous about fat in the stool is when your stool is yellow or greenish and we start to see bile. To me, that means we have an issue of you metabolizing your fats, etc. But if your stool always floats, if your stool always sinks and it's the same color and nothing's changing, I don't panic. Now, remember, when you're over 40, we always need to check your stool for blood. So they're going to give you a little take-home kit. Make sense, Scott?
That really makes a lot of sense. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you for calling. You know, that will be a next segment. Scott gave us a great idea for a segment, guys. We're going to probably talk about, we won't do it on this show because we got too much to talk about, but I think one of our shows will be, what is your poop looking like and what does that mean about you? I bet we could determine if you're a liberal or a conservative based on your poop. I think so. Right? If your poop goes to the right, you're right-leaning. If your poop gives out Obama phones, you're left-leaning. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't go away.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double enamel number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available. And the taste, absolutely delicious.
entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. Made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House No. 10 cans, April 2nd through the 8th, with free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled SQUATTY potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please make sure you are following us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and also on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Also, keep in mind, we do have an iPhone app and an Android app. You can download that for free. Listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show anytime you want. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. We got James on the line. Hey, James, how you doing?
Yeah, sorry about earlier. I'm traveling through the backwoods of Illinois, and his phone going out.
You're a truck driver, so any you have a total free pass, get out of jail free card. What's up?
Yeah. Well, I was going to weigh in on the Obama thing. Michelle thinks he's sexy. I don't know what's wrong with her eyes, but The man has a video that came out this past weekend of him playing basketball and shot something like 30-odd shots, scored 3 out of 30. He throws a basketball like a girl.
You know something, James? One of my friends who lived in Hawaii actually was on an opposing team when he was in high school. When Barack Obama was in high school, one of our friends played basketball too, but he was in another school. And he said Barack really wasn't that good. Sat on the bench a lot.
That's proof positive right there. But the one thing I can say positive about him, and I'm really proud of him for this, although I don't like him. In his latest acting endeavor, he did a smacking, beautiful job portraying himself in the Bible. That was
absolutely. I know. Oh my gosh, Satan looked like Obama, didn't he, in the Bible history miniseries? That was Academy Award winning acting. Thank you, James. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your medical questions, your comments, and then gotta get to the news stories. But we got Dill on the line from Florida. Hey, Dill, how you doing?
Hey, Doc, I'm another one of your truck drivers.
Oh, I love you guys. You guys are rocking it this morning. What's up, baby cakes?
Well, Scott earlier talking about the floaters and sinkers. I had asked you about that several months ago, and I didn't get to hear the answer. But here's another one. I sent you a couple of photos of some black flecks under my fingernails that tend to move out, that they come up at the base of the quick, and then they move out to the end. And they seem to move faster than my fingernails actually grow.
Now, wait a second. I haven't gotten any pictures from you. When did you send the pictures of the nails?
Oh, it was 2 or 3 months ago, maybe more.
No, you know what? I didn't get them, and I usually get every single email. So resend it to drdahlia@hotmail.com, but try to spell doctor out, because maybe it's the website isn't conveying the picture. So send it to drdahlia@hotmail.com, because I want to look at these. But black spots under the fingernails, we need to talk about what fingernail pathology looks like. Thank you, Dale, for calling. But it could be you're a little anemic. It could be you're a little deficient in B12. It could mean you got some metals. Sometimes it could be some extra metals in your body. Trauma could do that. Liver issues. Sometimes your adrenal glands could cause, you know, the dark changes in the nails. Sometimes these little flecks could mean absolutely nothing. It could be nothing. Sometimes, though, it could be a kidney issue. So whenever we see black under the nail, the first thing I like to make sure is it isn't a melanoma. Now, the fact that you said that it grew out and these flecks are moving quicker then the nail grows, it's probably not melanoma. Because if melanoma was going to hit, melanoma would hit on your nail bed. And the nail bed is beneath the nail. And that sucker would just stay there and grow. It wouldn't necessarily fleck out and you'd be able to file it down. Unless melanoma cells attached to the nail, but you'd still see the actual piece or the main tumor there. My guess is it could be a metal issue. It could be a little bacterial thing, and it could be more of a anemia issue. When your nails get these white spots, like those white bands, it could be kidney issues, liver issues. Maybe your protein is low. That would be white. Sometimes white on the nails could be iron deficiency or zinc deficiency. Sometimes it could mean nothing. Gray nails could be when they're turning grayish, emphysema, lack of oxygen, cardiopulmonary disease. You know what I want to do? There's a lot of, let's, because I know many of you guys are still on the line, let's talk tomorrow about nails and what different colors mean, green, brown, because many of you look at your nails and diagnosing what could be wrong with your nails, looking at them is one of my favorite parts of medicine. But just to answer your question with the black nails, could be a little bit of extra metals in your body. You may want to get copper looked at, zinc looked at, one of those metal panels, and make sure you're not anemic. Wow, great question. Dang, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Rick calling from Nebraska. Hey, Rick, what's up?
Hello, Dr. Dahlia. I enjoy your show and love you and the GCN network.
Awesome. Thank you. Thanks.
I had a question. I'm relatively healthy and I haven't been to a, I guess, mainstream type doctor for some time now, maybe 1999 or 2000. I do go to a natural health doctor from time to time, would tag along with my wife.
Yeah.
However, I've got a little family history on cancer, and I've got great medical insurance right today, at least.
Yeah, for now.
I don't know what the future holds, but I kind of wanted to get in, and I don't know if going through my natural doctor or a regular type of hospital would be the right person to approach about just getting some blood work done and having a cancer screening, even though I'm not having any symptoms per se.
Right. But, Rick, what type of cancer runs in the family?
Well, for instance, my grandmother had stomach cancer.
Okay. And how old are you?
37.
37? Okay. How old was your grandmother when she was diagnosed with stomach cancer?
Well, 76.
76? Okay.
You know, it's just, cancer in general is just so prevalent. Nowadays.
Yeah. No, and stomach cancer worries us because many of us have heartburn, and we have no idea if we're having heartburn and we just need to pop a Tums or if it could be something more significant. My recommendation is whenever there is any family history of gastric cancer, whether it's stomach, intestinal, colon, esophagus, etc., not a bad idea to check in with a gastroenterologist in your 30s, 40s, 50s. We usually say 20 years earlier from diagnosis, but I'm noticing a lot of GI doctors to say, no, that's still too late. So what I would probably do while you have health care is make an appointment with a gastroenterologist and see what he would recommend in terms of, do you need to have an upper endoscopy every 5 years, every 10 years? What would be his recommendation? I would also probably urge you that if you have gastric cancer in the family, you get an H. pylori checked. Helicobacter pylori is a bacteria that has been known to cause gastric cancer. Even though gastric cancer could be genetic, a lot of times it isn't. And Helicobacter pylori, the bacteria that has been known to be a culprit, not a bad idea to check if you've been exposed. There's a breath test, there's a stool test, there's even a blood test to check if, you know, antibodies. And then at 37, we don't have to check prostate cancer that early. We don't have to check colon cancer that early, lung cancer, etc. But it's not a bad idea to get a blood panel, make sure you're not anemic, check your thyroid, check your cholesterol, etc. Because for a 37-year-old man, we want to first prevent heart disease before we start thinking about cancer. So I would, because heart disease kills more people than cancer. Make sense?
Yeah, and I've got a little history on that too, and that's just another reason. I mean, is there a good general blood workup that you can do that would kind of alert them to any part of your, whether it's gastrointestinal or throat or brain cancer?
I wish there were, but there isn't. They have yet to still discover a blood test where we could do a blood test and go, ah, you got cancer there. Unfortunately, no. So, you know, to rule out brain cancer, you'd have to do a head scan. To rule out lung cancer, chest x-ray, you know, not that, or a CT scan. Unfortunately, no, not yet. Even though there's a colon cancer test and an ovarian cancer test, that's usually to check progress of treatment. Thank you, Rick, for your call. Great question. All right, guys, more of your questions coming up, as well as medical headlines.
Possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add.com after those two words, and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. Disasterstuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice,
And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent. Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
All right, guys, there is no stopping us now. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. I mean, you all could shut the radio off, but we don't want to do that. Other than that, no stopping us. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Got to be careful with the dares and the double dares. Now that April Fool's is over, you guys got nothing to do. So I got to be careful. I don't want to dare y'all. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. If ever I can't spend the amount of time I want to spend on any of your questions, some of you guys got some great questions earlier this show. What does it mean when you have black specks under flecks under your nail? What should you be doing as a 37-year-old screening for cancer, etc.? These are things I don't want to blow off. These are the questions that I really, really dig. And these are the things I want to teach you, because many of you don't have the time to sit down and talk to your doctor. Unfortunately, me being on the radio and having to get to a lot of stories, Sometimes many of you may not feel like you have the time with me as well. So what I do is I take the topic and then later I'll extrapolate it and turn it into a segment. So on this show, we always talk about proper screening, what you should do in your 40s and 50s, etc. Just every now and then remind me, and we're going to get to it when we have more time, all right? Because those are pretty important. I mean, a lot of you guys, you just get insurance now. Finally, you have insurance, right? Yeah, thank heavens for Obamacare, right? Anyway, so you finally have insurance. You don't know how long you're going to have it. What should you be doing with it? So we're also going to visit that topic. We do that a lot on the show, but we'll revisit the topic. If you do have insurance for your age, what should you be doing? Okay? Now, one of the things I think you all should be doing is going to the eye doctor and getting your eyes checked, because the number one cause of blindness in America, no, it's not my being all sexy, which, by the way, sorry we couldn't get to how to make yourself, you know, more sexy. I'll try to fit that in the next hour, or if not, a future show. But the number one cause of blindness is macular degeneration. We talk about macular degeneration. And in the news today, they see a medication that lowers cholesterol can actually be used to prevent macular degeneration or slow it down. Now, the macula is the central part of your of the back of the eye. When you have your retina, you have a little spot called the macula, and the macula is responsible for central vision. When the macula starts to deteriorate, it could cause you to go blind. I mean, a lot of things could cause you to go blind. Trauma, retinal detachment, corneal infections. I mean, a variety of things could do that. But macular degeneration seems to be the number one cause, age-related. Now, it's painless. You have no idea. Okay, so, you know, is it because you're getting older? Is it because you smoke? Is it because of genetics? But what about cholesterol? What about high cholesterol? We have found in mice that deposits of cholesterol can contribute to macular degeneration. And since many of us have hardened arteries and coronary artery disease, not too surprising that we could have some issues with our eyes. So a study has been published in the journal Cell Metabolism. Real good read. Put it on the back of your toilet. Trust me, it'll help with the bowel movements. Keep your poop afloating. And they found that if you work with your immune system and by stimulating, I guess, the macrophages. Your macrophages are these little monster-looking things but they're really cool. They're on your side. Okay? You know, like the Avengers are kind of on our side, but some of them could be pretty, you know, pretty rough, you know, like a Incredible Hulk. Macrophages go and they kill infection, and they're pretty tough. The new research centers on that. So I guess in macular degeneration, you could have excessive buildup of cholesterol, right? That happens. Our macrophages don't do well. Some of you call it macrophage, macrophage, tomato, tomato, who cares? But your macrophages don't do that well. With cholesterol buildup, they start to malfunction, okay? In less aggressive macular degeneration, you could start seeing these lipid deposits underneath the retina. They start to destroy the eye, very easy for them to mess with the macula. So Dr. Professor Apte from the University of Washington, pretty apt guy, found macrophages, whatever, taken from old mice and patients with macular degenerations have low levels of the protein ABCA1, right? Kind of like ABBA, time of your life, right? Like ABBA? Okay, ABCA, ABCA1. Now, ABCA1 transports cholesterol out of the cells. But if you have low levels of that, what if they restore your ABCA levels? You can dance. Okay, anyway, so, all right, I know it's nothing to do with the ABBA, but, you know, I mean, this stuff could be pretty boring if we don't infuse some music into it. All right, so anyway, when the macrophages were treated with the substance that helped restore your ABCA1, the cells could remove cholesterol more effectively, and then the development of these new blood vessels slowed. Now, why would we not want more blood vessels in the eye? Well, for those of you with diabetes, you know why. Those of you who have diabetes, right, you have issues with your blood flow to the back of the eye and the retina, and we call it diabetic retinopathy. What happens is as your little red blood vessels burst because of the high sugar and your eye trying to take an extra fluid to dilute the sugar, we've talked about this, etc., or the blood vessels not being healthy because of the high sugar, you end up making extra blood vessels. It's called neovascularization. Neovascularization. A lot of syllables in that one. Neovascularization. I forgot to count. I was saying it. Anyway, a lot of syllables on that sucker. And the neovascularization makes extra blood vessels, and too many blood vessels screw up your sight. So when you have issues with your body parts, sometimes they will react by making extra blood vessels. You see it on the skin. You could see it in the liver. You could see it in the eye. All right. So they found that if they could use eye drops that could deliver the drugs that could get back there, then they could hopefully prevent the extra formation of these blood vessels. Now, some of you are going, well, wait a second, Dr. Dahlia, doesn't cancer need extra blood vessels? This Abca One puppy could maybe be used to fight cancer, stopping the needed blood flow that tumors need. Because tumors need blood, extra blood, and the extra vascularization of tumor cells. If you could stop that puppy, you could maybe stop tumor production and tumor growth. You know, whenever we look for cancer, a lot of times, like when we do a colposcopy to look for cervical cancer, we have to hone in on the spot that has more blood vessels, because that could be an area where you're trying to form cervical cancer. So this is some pretty cool stuff. Now, it doesn't have anything to do with Lipitor or Crestor or Zocor, so I don't want you grinding the sucker up and sticking it in your eye. Nothing to do with that. This is a different mechanism, but nonetheless cool. It's all about cholesterol, isn't it? It's all about lowering cholesterol. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So on that same note, seniors who consume higher levels of fish in their diet could live how much longer for all that grief and trying to eat your fish? 2 years longer. So if you eat fish, you could live 2 years longer than those who don't. This is according from researchers at Harvard Medical School. Now keep in mind, Harvard Medical School is near Boston, so they get some good fish. I live in Vegas. You gotta go to a fancy restaurant to get some good fish, because we really don't live near any huge body of water. Yeah, we got Lake Mead, but you really can't get any octopus there. Study looked at 2,700 adults over the age of 65 for 16 years. If they had high levels of omega-3 fatty acids eating actual fish, they were less likely, 27%, to die from any cause, and 35% less likely to die from any heart disease. And you could outlive your non-fish-eating radio host who can't stand fish, who would rather eat beef and sink her teeth into a big, juicy, medium-cooked, or medium-well, or medium-rare, prime rib, juicy, succulent steak. You could outlive us by 2 years. Now, some of you are like, well, why do we want to do that if there's not going to be Medicare or Social Security later? All right, that's my reasoning. I go for the beef. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. What we're going to talk about in this next segment of the show, even if you guys are listening on XM or an affiliate, go turn on your iPhones, turn on your Android phones, or go online to drdahlia.com. We're going to be talking about the U.S. has seen the highest poverty spike ever since the 1960s. 50 million Americans are poor, according to Mail Online. We're also going to be talking about how melanoma rates are rising in U.S. children and how to increase your swag. All right, don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body? Yes. Microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from virus, fungus, bacteria, vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with Microplant Powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.